we're going to turn our attention now to a two-day visit by the Minister for State at the Department of Rural and Community Development, Joe O'Brien, who's in Kerry, in South Kerry particularly this morning, in Sneem, Carsavine and other areas. Minister O'Brien, good morning to you and welcome to Kerry.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you very much. Lovely time to be in the county.
It certainly is. Now, you're visiting a digital hub. You're meeting with Local Link on the whole transport side of things. You'll be, I know, speaking with some representatives of the Carsavine Interagency Ukrainian Response Forum as well. So you've a pretty packed schedule this morning across different areas of your brief.
Yeah, a busy day. I mean, I suppose one of the core reasons I wanted to come down was to acknowledge the efforts of organisations across Kerry, particularly over the last 4 months in relation to responding to our Ukrainian friends who arrived in large numbers in the county as well, and the response across the county has been exceptional. So I just wanted to come down and acknowledge that and see a bit of the work, but also see some of the other projects I think that are you know, at cutting edge. I think there's lots of good things being done by the Local Link company down in Kerry as well that I think could be looked at in other parts of rural Ireland, and we're about to pop into the Sneem Digital Hub as well, another area around remote working I think that shows good promise in terms of the future of rural Ireland as well. And later on today, actually, I'll be visiting at what's called a signpost farm. So that's it's a sheep farmer actually who's using sort of climate friendly methods as well in terms of how he's running his farm. And the full day tomorrow as well, can't let out North Kerry as well. We'll be in Tralee for a lot of tomorrow as well, visiting the volunteer centre there and trying to promote community employment schemes for travellers as well tomorrow.
Yeah. Minister, you mentioned the farm that you're visiting there. Look, does the issue of climate change, does the weather that we're having here today, particularly, I suppose, across Europe, they're saying it could reach 42 degrees, 43 degrees even in London tomorrow. And we've seen the wildfires across southern Europe as well all this week. Does that focus the mind when it comes to the need you would feel for us to change how we do things in terms of climate change?
It does indeed. And look, one of the other reasons I'm down as well is to see the work of the rural social schemes down in Kerry as well. I come from a small farm myself, so I think small farmers in particular are the people that we need to protect and look after, and the people that we need to give additional income streams to as well, as we try to change things for the better as a whole, for the country and for the planet, but for small farmers and for farm families in general in Ireland, you know.
With that in mind, the comments of your party leader yesterday, pretty adamant in an interview that strict carbon emission targets requiring a reduction in the national herd will be introduced. Now, he's hoping these emissions targets for different sectors will be agreed at the end of this month. He's saying that farmers will be provided with alternatives, but he seems to be pretty adamant that, look, we're going to bring in reductions and it is going to lead to a reduction in the national herd. Would you support that?
Well, I listened to that interview, and I suppose what he was describing is what needs to happen in terms of the options that we put forward for farmers as alternatives as well. I mean, as I said, I come from a small farm, and a small farm is a business, and you're not going to change your business model unless you see a good alternative, and not just a good alternative, a better alternative as well. So we have a job of work to do to make it clear to farmers that there are better ways to make a living, and there are alternative ways to make a living. It's good business to diversify as well, and I think we need to do that. Back in the day when I grew up on the farm, we had four or five different income streams. It was milk, it was sugar beet, it was grain. We've moved away from that model, and I think we need to move back to that model where we have different income streams coming into the farm as well, in terms of true sustainability, not just in the green sense but in the economic sense as well. That's a better business model, and we need to give them options to farmers, and particularly small farmers, I think we need to look after.
Are you confident those targets can be agreed with your government partners, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, particularly the concerns that are backbenchers from rural counties like Kerry?
I think we'll come to an agreement collectively. We've worked well now over the last 2 years, and we've got through some difficult times together. So I think we'll land on an agreement, but we need to make it clear that we're going to improve prospects, I think, for small farmers in particular. And once we've got that message across and agreed, I think we can reach an agreement.
And you think that can happen? Because there's opposition. We see it voiced in the Dáil every week. Some of the TDs from Kerry, the Healy Rays in particular, claiming you're completely out of touch. You don't know what you're talking about. You're putting people out of business and you'll destroy farming with what you're proposing.
Oh, and I mean, I very much understand farming. I very much understand the challenges. I very much understand the fears as well. I mean, there's a fear across rural Ireland, really, in terms of the future of rural Ireland, but I mentioned a couple of initiatives there in terms of remote working as well that will reinvigorate and have already started to reinvigorate rural Ireland. We see it in STEAM Digital Hub here now this morning as well. I understand people's fears. I mean, what we're talking about is a significant change. So I suppose change is generally going to create some fears, but we need to give, I suppose, more solid reassurance that the economic models that our alternatives are solid, practical ones that people will want to choose themselves as well, and not be forced into them as people might think is the case at the moment. It needs to be economic decisions that farmers themselves make.
Yeah, and that is important. That is very important that does happen. Finally, look, and going back to the situation with Ukraine refugees, you're there to hear and to talk, to hear from them, hear from the community groups and organisations. What's your response to the concerns being expressed? We saw that survey over the weekend, which was talking about people being, you know, wanting us to live up to our commitments in terms of helping refugees, but also concerned about the numbers coming in. Story this morning in the Irish Independent, the East Cork town of Youghal, some criticism that, look, you know, there's no more room locally, there's no room for tourists because of the number of refugees. In Carrigaveen, where you are, the population's gone up by a third. The town has 320 Ukrainian refugees, and some criticism of the fact that there isn't enough support, education, housing, transport in particular, to cater for that increase.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of the public services need to respond. I mean, the programme that I oversee, Social Inclusion Community Activation Programme, we'll be clarifying this morning that we're going to be able to put at least, I'd say, 7 or 8 more community workers in and around that area between now and the end of the year as well. Look, I suppose what drops off the news a little bit as well is what's happening in Ukraine, and more civilians killed in the last 24 hours, a couple of children killed in the last 24 hours. We can kind of forget that. There's upwards of 6,000 civilians killed in the last 4 months. People are leaving the country for fear of their lives. And I think we need to remind ourselves of that. Proportionately, in terms of what other European countries are doing, Poland has 2 million refugees at the moment. We have, I think, about 42,000 at the moment. So, you know,
have we the services to meet the needs, though, of those 42,000? And we saw the story of what happened at Dublin Airport last week that, you know, if places get overwhelmed, or the question is, will the services be there? Whatever number we have, that they have access to services to mean their stays will be, it'll be a local community to be able to deal with the numbers that come in terms of giving them the supports they need.
No, I think so, and the Department of Housing now will be bringing on stream another 2,000 units over the next couple of weeks. We asked them to do, I suppose, an analysis of the various accommodation under their remit that was available, so that'll be coming on stream over the next couple of weeks as well. But there will be surges over the next few weeks where it'll be hard to predict exactly how many people are coming in. But in the last 2 nights now, there hasn't been anybody sleep in the Dublin Airport terminal. We've resolved that issue. But it is a war. It's hard to predict how many people will flee the country on a particular day. But I think we've responded in general quite well. We've accommodated 30,000 people in the last 4 months, which is an extraordinary achievement in itself.
One final brief question. Minister, are you concerned with these supports emanating from your government partners, Fianna Fáil? Headlines over the weekend that they will not vote for Leo Varadkar as Taoiseach in the changeover this December unless Micheál Martin leaves his role as leader of the party. How destabilising or otherwise is that talk for you?
Honestly, we don't pay much attention to it. Look, it's a bit of posturing, it's a bit of positioning, it's part of politics. We've worked well together. The Taoiseach has done a good job, I think. So it's not something that's foremost in my mind at the moment with all the challenges the country is facing.
Okay, Minister Joe O'Brien, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us in the programme this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
There you go, Minister for State Joe O'Brien of the Green Party on a 2-day visit to Kerry.